Thank you for listening to The Dash with Matrilla. Hey, this is the Real Life Podcast, the podcast that helps you to strive and live for the best life that you can possibly live. No one can live your life for you. You have to make the best out of your life, and the best is yet to come. So again, thank you for listening to this podcast. It is Friday, and you guys know what we do Friday evenings at 6 p.m. We talk about the promises of God. Yes and amen. This is episode 115. Hey, we are moving right along. And here is the thing that I want you guys to hold on to tonight and into the weekend. When God promises you something, He doesn't change His mind. He doesn't find a way to get out of it. He keeps His promise. So remember that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what anybody is saying, just remember God's promise is to take care of you, to provide for you, and to protect you, and most of all, to love you. Let Him love you. Let Him guide you. Let Him protect you. So again, I don't care what your situation looks like. I don't care what your circumstances look like. I don't care what the people around you are talking about. Keep your focus set on the promises of God. Because, hey, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:19 that says God will supply all your needs. Every need that you have, God will supply your needs. He will not let you just suffer. And if you're that person who's saying, well, I'm suffering right now, here is what I want to tell you. And I'm not trying to be mean about it or anything. Take a look at your thought process. Take a look at what you allow to come into your mental space. Take a look at the things that you're listening to, the things that you're watching, the people that you have around you. All of those things are important right now to what your future is going to be about, how you're going to see the promises of God manifesting your life. These things are very important. Don't take them lightly. And again, if you're saying that it appears that I'm suffering, I feel like I'm suffering, or I am suffering, I want you to deliberately focus on changing your thought process. Change your thought process to have a spirit of gratitude. Be thankful. And I'm not saying that you're not thankful, but sometimes we tend to want to take matters into our own hands, right? We want to say, maybe it's something I should be doing. Maybe it's something that I didn't do. Maybe I should do this or shouldn't do this. Sometimes it just takes us to be still. Even the Bible teaches us to just be still and let God do what it is He's going to do. Hey, if you can wrap your mind around this, and I'll be honest, it took me a while to even wrap my mind around it. And every now and then, I do tend to wonder, okay, how much of my life is really already written out? But after I sit and I think about it for a while, I realize the Bible does not lie. When it says that God has written out your life, that means your life from the time you were conceived to the time you leave here was all, everything's been written out for you. The problem is we have a hard time just going through the process. And sometimes the process is the hardest part of getting to the victory, getting to that win, getting to the next level, because we are programmed to get it quick, have it now. You know, just like when I take a look at some of the younger people nowadays, they just want it really quick. They want you to condense everything, niche it down, shorten it this way, you know. But here is what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes, some of the best things are not quick. Some of the best things don't come fast, but they do come. And here's the flip side to that. What you consider to be slow, God considers it to be fast. And what you consider to be fast, God may consider it to be slow. So, excuse me. Keep this in your back pocket, you know. Keep this near you at all times. Keep it flowing in your life. God is never going to be late. He is always going to show up on time. Your timing and God's timing may not be the same thing. Because guess what? Your thoughts are not His thoughts. The Bible teaches us that. And He is faithful to do just what he said that he will do. If you'll learn to just add things to your daily regimen, add things to your life that speaks volumes to you, that encourages your spirit to stay happy, encourage you to keep pushing, keep moving forward, encourages you to not give up on what God has promised you. Because I know, hey, the weather is changing, please forgive me. But here is the thing. God has so many promises in his word that have already been laid out. Those promises are laid out so well, and then they're detailed. The promises are so detailed that if you just took one of his promises, like I say, I love Philippians 4:19. If you just take one of his promises and apply it to your life every day, learn that promise. Learn it to a degree that it becomes a part of you. And I also love Matthew 6:33 that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hey, I live by those two scriptures that I just quoted you. I live by those. And do I have my struggles now and then? Yes, I do. But I am so grateful that the Holy Spirit always brings my mind back to those scriptures. Even when I feel down and I feel like I'm at my worst, they always seem to lift me up and keep me moving. Because here's what I want to tell you. Every day that God wakes you up is truly a blessing. And I know that sounds cliche and a lot of people say it, but just think about it. Just really think about it. It is truly a blessing, because guess what? There was a strong possibility that you were not going to wake up. And if you didn't wake up, you wouldn't be having an experience. We would still be going on, but you would be gone. So that's what this podcast, again, is about. It's about you living out your best life between your birth and your time of leaving this earth. Live out your best life. Experience it all. Don't shy away from the experiences that look like they're going to be painful. And I'm not saying being ignorant. I'm not saying to be ignorant and to not be wise, but what I'm saying to you is, just because something looks difficult, or because it looks like it may not work, and if it doesn't work, you're going to be crushed and, you know, you'll feel like a failure. No, approach those things with a mindset that if God be for me, who can be against me? Approach it that way, knowing that God is with you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to allow you to be defeated. Hey, Jesus died on the cross so that you might have victory. Victory over everything. God gave you the power. The power is in your hand. He gave you the power to create the life around you. God gave you that power, and that power is in your mouth. It's in your words. It's in your heart. It's what you allow to just take over. And guess what? If you give up on the promises of God and you give in to the enemy, all it says is that you gave up in the fight. It doesn't mean that you were not a winner, or that you were a failure. It means you gave up. You can't give up on the promises of God. You can't. And if you keep tuning into this podcast, I won't allow you to give up. That's not what I do. My job is to make sure that you keep pushing forward, keep moving, and that you see that the cup is half full, never half empty. Never half empty. As long as there's something in that glass or in that cup that you can pour into to fill it up, then guess what? You're not at the end. You're just in the middle of something. And all you got to do is give God the praise when you're in the middle and ask him to pour more on top of your middle. And as soon as he starts to pour, that thing will rise up. Hey, I absolutely appreciate you tuning in to this podcast. And again, this podcast is very important to me, only because what I ask God every day is to give me the opportunity to encourage, inspire, and uplift someone to trust in Him, to keep believing in Him, to never give up on themselves, and never give up on His promises. Hey, take the time. If you do nothing else, take the time and find at least one scripture, just one. And recite that scripture, sing it. I don't care what you do. Write it down. Write it. You know, like when you were in school, when they tell you to write, you know, I will not talk 100 times. Write that scripture 100 times until you remember it like the back of your, like, you know, it like the back of your hand. But guess what? It will start to resonate in your spirit and then it will manifest in your life. That is a promise. I'm not telling you guys what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I work. And that's what this podcast is about, telling you what works. Hey, that's my spiel for this evening. But get ready, guys. I got some other things that's in the fire that I'm going to be bringing to you. I'm also going to start doing health and wellness things with you guys. I'm going to give you some information because guess what? It's all about you. It's all about your well-being. So I got to make sure that everything about you is on point. But I wanted to start out with your spirit man, because if the spirit man is sick, then guess what? The whole body is sick. So now that we have started to dig into the spirit man, we're also going to pull from the natural side of things. And holistically, I want you guys to be well. And I mean my body and soul well. So that's my job and that's my purpose for the podcast. Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to encourage you on this evening. I want you guys to have a beautiful weekend. And I want, no matter what you're going through, I want you to find a way to find something to laugh about, find something to be thankful for. And then guess what? Find someone else to help. Because sometimes when you help other people, you help yourself. So that's my spiel. You guys know how I say it. Never give up on your life. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on God, because God is definitely not going to give up on you. And at the end of it all, Jesus died so that you might have the victory. Hey, have a great weekend.